Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. As the announcer said, I'm your host, Michael Pappas. Being in business for yourself is a daunting enough task. When your business has employees, the job becomes that much harder. At some point, you'll have to make a decision of whether or not it's best for all to let an employee go. It's your business, and you need to do whatever is necessary to protect your business. Though terminating an employee is a tough decision, keeping a problem employee is a drain on your time, money, and energy. Every business owner has done it, held on to an employee too long. For whatever reason, the person is family, a friend, or you just fear the whole process. You just can't seem to muster up enough courage to get rid of that one particular employee. No one likes letting go of their employees, but for some owners, it's a simple process. For others, the prospect of releasing an employee is a gut-wrenching experience they'd rather avoid. In any case, letting go of a problem employee is most certainly easier said than done. Before you fire somebody, you need to ensure you have everything in order and are approaching the process in the correct manner. Firing somebody too hastily or without following the proper steps could prompt an uncomfortable situation or even lawful issues that could harm your business. With that in mind, the focus of this edition of Score Business Points is to go over all the aspects involved pre- and post-firing of an employee. With the remaining time, I will cover things to consider before firing someone. Reasons for firing an employee. Steps to be certain now is the right time to fire an employee. Standards to remember, and how to fire an employee. Okay, let's get started. Things you should consider before firing an employee. First, have you given them a chance? Assuming your organization probably has strategies set up for managing performance issues, it's not out of the question that you allow the worker a chance to improve. Determine whether you know about their particular performance problems and what is expected to improve. Have you assisted them with improving or given them the training or preparation they need to improve at their specific job? In the event that you did, what have been the results of that effort? Assuming you conclude that there's a genuine chance they can improve, you ought to permit them an opportunity to attempt to improve. If it's obvious the employee requires constant supervision to perform at the level expected and required, the time has come to consider firing them. Second, reflect. How would you go from having suspicions that you should terminate an employee to knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt? You feel it in the pit of your stomach, but your head hasn't caught up yet. You need to get your mind and instinct in total agreement. Ask yourself, how will this worker add to your organization's future achievements? Envision your ideal team. Is this worker on it? Or think about the situation in which there's an opening at your organization for the role that this worker now holds. Would you recruit that individual? Finally, assuming the individual lets you know they were leaving, how hard would you battle to keep them? Third, would this worker be more effective in an alternate job or different organization? In some cases, a worker is just not in the right organization or in the right role. Assuming that the worker is new and performance has floundered all along, it may not be totally their shortcoming. Maybe they weren't an ideal choice and should not have been hired in the first place. Consider whether they could be productive inside your organization in an alternate position with various responsibilities. If there's such a position that they can be moved that appears to be a superior fit for their abilities and capacities, try that first. If their performance has wavered for some time, maybe something about their performance expectations has changed and they are essentially not ready to keep up. If you've given them the opportunity to adjust to these new expectations and they are not, it could be an ideal opportunity to consider firing them. Fourth, consider the employee's main driver. It's essential to contemplate the underlying driver of the worker's terrible performance. Maybe the worker would be more qualified in an alternate position. Perhaps another worker is hassling them. Does this individual completely understand their responsibilities? Could an associate be unloading additional work on that worker, making their own work suffer? Contingent upon the reason for the worker's conduct or performance, there might be different choices than firing. Is there sufficient management? Are expectations not clear? Understanding the justification for your workers' underperformance is basic to deciding how you'll move forward. Maybe it's not anybody's shortcomings. Taking care of the issue could improve the worker's performance or eliminate the issue completely. It's critical to talk with the worker to determine why there is a performance issue. Maybe the worker has been progressing admirably, but changing business needs or job innovations make the job no longer challenging. On the other hand, perhaps the job has outgrown the individual and your worker isn't prepared for what you require. Of course, you could have just employed the wrong individual. As a business owner, that can be hard to swallow. Terminating somebody you employed makes you question your judgment. However, it's vital to own up to your mistakes quickly and terminate the employee as quickly as possible. 5. Is managing them diverting you from other significant things? Dealing with your workers is an aspect of your responsibilities, but spending too much of your time and energy on an underperformer can undermine your ability to focus on other business responsibilities. Rather than wasting a lot of your important time attempting to improve a poor performer, spend it recruiting another person who is more qualified for the role. The extra time you spend recruiting a more capable person will be worth the effort over the long haul. Believe it or not, it is cheaper in the long run to fire the underperformer and get somebody who can perform without draining your time and energy. Now you can devote that time and energy to foster your other employees who add to your company's success. 6. Accumulate enough information. Most business owners want to feel they've given their employee every opportunity to succeed. Develop a plan of training for the employee. The plan should include how you'll gauge their development. Set up a sensible time period for the employee's improvement. Let them know that you'll check in with them periodically to see how things are going. Offer your help. Ask them what help they will really need from you. Your point is to be fair yet empowering. Acknowledge that it will be challenging. Work out a time frame in which your worker will accomplish the objectives. But in the event that the worker proves not to be motivated or coachable, it's useful to accumulate information on all interactions prior to coming to an ultimate conclusion. Now that I've gone over things to consider before firing an employee, it's time to give you the reasons why you should let an employee go. Most states are at-will employment states. That implies that anybody can be terminated under any condition. New Jersey is an at-will employment state. Just because you can terminate an employee without good reason does not make it a good business practice. So what is considered a valid justification to terminate an employee? Here are the top reasons. Reason number 1, inability to improve. If a worker isn't performing up to the standards expected for their role, you should tell them. Give feedback and training when needed and offer the worker a chance to correct their missteps, whether they're creating low-quality work or behaving badly in the workplace. When no improvement is made or the worker cares very little about future development, you should think about termination. Poor performance can incorporate an absence of productivity as well as low-quality work. Prior to terminating the worker, it's critical to give ample warnings. You need them to know what your expectations are so they have a chance to improve. While you actually can terminate an employee without taking these steps, doing as such can diminish worker morale. If a poorly performing worker isn't improving, in spite of opportunities and coaching, it can influence the efficiency of other workers. In fact, if they are part of a team, the productivity of the team and possibly the entire company can fall. 2. Criminal behavior. Theft, regardless of the value, is unlawful. Whether it's from the company or workers, theft should have serious consequences. It's a fireable offense. Keeping a violator on the payroll will reflect poorly on the company, especially if the company does nothing about it. Misuse or damage of company property, if extensive, not only is unethical, it's also a fireable offense. Reason number 3, infringement of other company policies. Organizational policies are there for a reason. A violation of organizational policies can justify termination, but consider the violation prior to taking action. Checking their social media accounts during working hours is not necessarily a cause for termination. Workers should be aware of organization policies and rules. The way to make sure of their awareness is to issue each worker an employee handbook. Of course, if they abuse the privilege, then they should be warned that continued abuse could result in termination. Now, if the employee violates your social media policy by posting something that could radically hurt your organization and its image, that justifies termination. Reason 4, harassment. Harassment, whether sexual, racial, or any other sort of harassment, is unsuitable in the workplace. A worker harassing others under any circumstances is influencing the morale and productivity of the entire office. Specifically, those impacted by the harassment might be experiencing pressure or uneasiness that can influence their well-being and productivity. Workers who physically harass, bully, or victimize an individual are subject to quick termination. Additionally, workers who are violent or threaten violence towards different workers should be subject to immediate dismissal. Reason 5, apathy. An apathetic employee is definitely not a useful worker. How can you tell it's really apathy? You don't know until you talk with the individual. The biggest problem with apathy is that it not only prevents people from doing their jobs, it's quite contagious. Should you wind up with an outbreak of apathy, recovery can be quite a chore. If an apathetic employee is one who previously displayed no such behavior, it would be to your benefit to get a feel for what's going on. If the employee is undergoing a personal issue, make sure that they understand that, although you respect their personal life, they need to keep the apathy in check. If an employee indicates no issues are going on, then it's very likely their apathy is aimed specifically at work. Not performing to the standards of the job could result in termination. Reason 6, excessive absence. It's fine for a worker to take an occasional vacation or day off, but they shouldn't continually show up late or rarely work a full week. Excessive lateness or absenteeism is something that cannot be left neglected. These are signs that the worker might generally dislike their job. Excessively absent workers keep your organization from fulfilling objectives, a valid reason for terminating the employee. Failure to act on an employee's lateness or excessive absence will lead the other workers to believe the company is implicitly condoning such behavior. These otherwise productive and timely workers could lose efficiency and morale. In fact, they may even consider leaving the company for another that didn't permit such behavior. Reason 7, insubordination. An insubordinate worker makes a manager's work more difficult. They can also influence their manager's ability to deal with their team. Declining to follow a manager's directions, so long as the request is lawful and sensible, can be viewed as insubordination and is a fireable offense. Reason 8, unethical behavior. Unethical behavior includes infractions like misrepresenting organization records, lying about their work assignments, and hiding data that could, whenever uncovered to the general population, lead to disastrous public relations. It might, in fact, incorporate expressing strong, disagreeable political stances inside or outside the work environment. Any case of unethical behavior, regardless of how extreme, is justification for termination. Reason 9, the employee is affecting office morale. A worker's way of behaving or absence of hard-working attitude can influence different workers. Unless the worker's attitude is changed, it can influence the confidence of the whole office, division, or even organization. If this behavior is not reversed, then the worker has to go. Your other workers will thank you for it and be more productive. Reason 10, at-work drug or alcohol use. A drink at the company's party is one thing, even a couple of drinks. It's another thing if that worker is so inebriated they can't complete their work tasks. Workers who are inebriated in a work environment represent a risk. Drug and liquor use in the workplace or at a work site is grounds for dismissal. Reason 11, cutbacks. While terminations due to cutbacks or budget cuts is frequently grouped separately from terminating, it is a legal justification for worker termination. Should the company be required to release workers due to cutbacks or budget cuts, they are required to give workers an adequate notification. The Government Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, WARN, requires specific businesses to give notification ahead of time of the layoff. Reason 12, falsifying the job application. Checkster, an automated reference checking company, in a study discovered that 78% of job candidates lie on their resume. Assuming you discover that a current worker's resume contained fabricated data when they were employed, you can terminate them. In any case, assuming the worker exaggerated a few minor capabilities and is doing their job well, you might need to think long and hard about terminating them. Reason 13, poor cultural fit. A poor cultural fit could mean numerous things. Perhaps your worker is continually negative. Perhaps they don't focus on their work or have the energy for it. Perhaps they're continually making jokes, conversing with their co-workers, or in any case, diverting your group. These are all acceptable reasons to fire someone. You can probably add to these reasons, but as I said, these are the top reasons. Before actually terminating an employee, make sure you've given them the opportunity to improve. You can do that by 1. Pointing out their problem areas. Just terminating an employee without giving them a chance to improve is rather harsh. Sit down with them, one-on-one, in private, and go over with them where they are coming up short. Explain to them the problems you see. Ask them what they can do to improve their behavior and or their performance. Explain to them what you'd like to see improved. Make sure your requests are in line with the company's objectives and values. 2, setting expectations. Once you've gone over everything with the employee, be sure to let them know what is expected of them. Where you can, give guidance or counsel to assist them with getting them on the right track. Ensure the employee that while you treat the matter seriously, you want them to succeed. If necessary, suggest they take a training course or courses. In other words, create a performance improvement plan or a PIP. 3, setting a timetable for improvement. Give the employee a specified time frame for improvement. Without a designated time frame, the employee may just go along as they always have. And make sure that this time frame is written out so there is no ambiguity on the part of any of the parties. Share ongoing performance results. Detail areas for improvement. Offer to give assistance and set a date for the follow-up. 4, record everything. You need documentation to show all that has transpired between you and the employee. That means performance plans, extra resources, and all the discussions you've had with the employee. This documentation assists you with being certain that you allowed the employee every opportunity to succeed. It will also safeguard the business should the employee file a grievance against the business. 5, following up with the employee. Once you've given the employee the opportunity to improve, make sure you set a date to follow up with them and let them know how they are doing. This is particularly significant when you're on the fence. During the performance improvement period, an employee may not always live up to expectations. Sometimes an employee will accomplish extraordinary work. However, at some point, they may return to their substandard performance. As a business owner, you don't always have the opportunity to effectively oversee employee performance. What you really need are self-starters, workers eager to accomplish more, not less, eager for greater responsibilities. Once you've decided to terminate an employee, there are a few do's and don'ts. Do, be straightforward with your worker about your concerns. Do consider your company's future business needs and whether the worker has an important range of skill set. Do attempt to comprehend the main driver of the underperformance. It will give you valuable data that will help you make your choice. Don't depend solely on your own observations. Look for input from trusted coworkers. Don't leave HR out of the process. Look for their input and advice on your decision. Don't procrastinate when it comes to terminating an employee. The cost of procrastination is high for everyone involved. How do you actually go about the process of terminating an employee? Business News Daily asked HR specialists and experts for their best advice on terminating employees. These tips should make the process somewhat more straightforward. 1. Offer the worker the chance to improve or leave first. Understanding that you've made a bad recruitment, or that the applicant you had high expectations for is not exactly enthused with their present position, is intense. This is particularly relevant for small businesses. You don't cross your fingers and hope it will get better. In all actuality, you really need to take control of the situation. The best thing to do is have a discussion with this individual and express your concerns. Offer them the chance to acknowledge on their own that maybe this isn't the most ideal fit. In certain cases, after that discussion, the worker might quit on their own. In the event that you have a worker who isn't performing up to expectations, discuss these concerns with them in private, without referencing anything about discipline or termination. At times, the worker might agree with your evaluations and leave on their own. 2. Get everything together ahead of time. Practice what you intend to tell the worker and have all the necessary documentation available. Your goal is to make the process as smooth as can really be expected. To alleviate the concern of your nerves, write down what you intend to say. Don't leave anything to chance. If you are terminating the employee, you'll have to explain the process to the employee about leaving the company, returning organization things, how long benefits will be available, and so on. 3. Try not to rush into the meeting. Ensure that you have somewhere around 15 minutes before the meeting to unwind and get clear about your goals. As was said in number 2, write a script for what you need to say. Lay out your purpose about termination, whether it is the direct result of a one-time offense or a series of long-haul infractions. However, ensure the reasons aren't ways of behaving for which you're letting other workers stay. Your script should express that the decision is final and you will not reverse the decision. 4. Pick a proper time and place. Plan the date, time, overall setting, and place. Pick a day in the week, but not a Friday. Do it during lunch or at some other point when business impacts are limited. Meeting rooms are great spots. Figure out a meeting time that permits the worker to collect their things. You want that they should be able to do it out of sight of other workers in as short a time as possible, right after the meeting has ended. 5. Focus on the laws and facts. When terminating an employee, you want to focus on specific facts and not attack the worker personally. You also need to adhere to the laws of your state regarding notice and, in certain instances, severance pay. Plan enough time to put forth your perspective and for the employee to clarify some things. Maybe something like 10 minutes total. Assuming they seek clarification on some things, keep your responses short and on point. 6. Safeguard your business. Archive, report, record. Without appropriate documentation of organizational rules, position prerequisites, and expectations, infractions, and disciplinary arrangements, you will lose most claims. In simpler words, make sure you've documented everything that led up to the termination. 7. Try not to do the termination by yourself. It is difficult to tell how somebody will respond to being terminated, so it's best to have another person with you when terminating an employee, preferably a colleague, direct manager, or HR worker. They are there to help keep issues quiet in the event that the worker ends up being furious or disturbed. Having someone else in the room also helps if the terminated employee files a wrongful termination suit. This person can attest to all that transpired during the termination meeting. 8. Try not to allow it to be a shock. Termination should never shock an employee. They should have been given consistent and continuous feedback from the business owner or their manager from the beginning. Unexpected terminations usually lead to lawsuits. 9. Be consistent. Be certain your choice to terminate is consistent with past practices. Terminating someone for being consistently late when you didn't fire someone else for the similar infraction is a red flag for a lawsuit. 10. Keep it short. You don't want the meeting to be a marathon. Terminating somebody is never pleasant, no matter what the explanation. So, be clear with your reasons and brief with your communication. 11. Try not to make up excuses. There is nothing wrong with terminating an employee who's not the right fit for your business. Try not to attempt to build a case on non-existent performance issues. Be straightforward. This business relationship isn't working for any of the parties in question, and it's ideal to end it in the near future. 12. Keep it private. Permit the individual to leave with dignity. Make every effort to allow the employee to empty out their work area out of sight of other employees. make arrangements to have it done after work hours or on a Saturday. If an employee is not a fit for your business's way of life, be thoughtful about it. Don't try to affront the employee. Just because they don't fit into your business culture doesn't mean they won't fit in somewhere else. Moreover, in the event that a worker is performing inadequately, just tell them their performance doesn't meet your expectations.
13.
Assign somebody to accompany the worker out. At the point when you fire a worker, you have to recover any organizational materials in their ownership. That means keys, ID cards, work PCs, and other company-owned equipment. Delete the employee's access to all company programs he or she had access to. Have somebody with them while they pack their own things. Make sure the individual collects the keys and their staff ID cards and escorts them out of the building. 14. Ensure it's them, not you. Do a self-assessment. Review your hiring and supporting process. Are there flaws in the process? Assuming this is the case, you want to address the underlying problems. 15. If it's necessary to make layoffs, give the workers time. If your company falls under the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act requirements, WARN, you must notify workers 60 days in advance of the layoff. New Jersey also requires that you pay the laid-off worker severance pay equal to 1 week for each full year of employment. In the event that you want key individuals to remain for a particular time frame, give them some sort of incentive reward at the end of that period for staying. 16. If pertinent, give and explain severance benefits. Explain any severance package and/or COBRA protection to terminated employees. Let the employee know when they will receive their final paycheck. In many instances, they should be presented with this final check at the time of termination. They should be paid for every hour worked, regardless of whether it is of low quality. Plus, if they are to sign a non-disclosure agreement, have them do it at the termination meeting. Just a few parting words. Remember, do not apologize, do not negotiate. Having a person beg or plead for a job is cruel. Why subject them to that indignity? Let them know that your decision is final. You hope to get them through this process as quickly and painlessly as possible, but there is no negotiation. Tell them you wish them well, but there's no point in prolonging the meeting nor damaging their dignity. And that's it. 99% of separations are easy and smooth. For the occasional violent employee, having another person on hand will most times forestall any altercations. In my experience, people want to leave with their pride intact, and it's up to you to ensure that that happens. If you structure your time with them as professionally and tersely as possible, they'll rise to the occasion. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.